Well, ABC political reporter Claudia Long joins me now. Hi, Claudia.
Hey, good morning.
You heard Angus Taylor there, another hydrogen announcement before the election. Brown hydrogen, we should point out. Do these projects give the government more credibility on climate policy at all?
Well, it is a tricky one, isn't it? Because, I mean, hydrogen is obviously a big part of the government's climate plan that they're going to be taking to the next election. And I suppose, you know, this is an interesting step, and for many, many it will be seen as a good step. But I suppose, you know, there is a bit of a catch here, right? Because my understanding is that this, in many ways, this particular project kind of depends on capturing carbon emissions. So my understanding is the project won't proceed beyond the trial phase unless that's possible. Now, when it comes to capturing carbon emissions, you know, that's not been possible at scale so far. It's an unproven, fairly unproven process at scale. And it's also one that the government's emissions plan is actually quite reliant on. And like you mentioned, credibility is potentially going to be an interesting one heading into an election year. You know, this is an area where the government needs to build up credibility. And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, in the eyes of the world who frankly already see our approach as relatively insufficient. But here locally, there's actually some interesting numbers polling-wise in the Nine papers today showing that 37% of voters back Labor's target to cut carbon emissions while 22% prefer the government goal. Now, obviously, polls can't always predict the future. I think we learnt that at the last election for sure and many other international elections and votes since. But it is an interesting one because we know that at previous elections, climate change has been a real headache for both parties. And so this is definitely one to keep an eye on for sure.
And Claudia, yesterday we saw the unemployment rate drop to a 13-year low. How good is that news for the government?
Yeah, very. I mean, you know, that's pretty heartening news for a lot of people. Like you said, that kind of low is good news, 4.2. Now, these numbers from the Bureau of Statistics do reflect the change between November and December. So I think what's going to be really interesting is the next set of numbers we get, because that's going to be December 2021 to January 2022, because, you know, this supply crisis has been happening over the holiday period. It's not reflected in these numbers yet. So this could potentially be a temporary high for the government, you know, making the most of these numbers that are positive, but next month could tell a very different story. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we certainly know there's a lot of pain being felt right across the economy right now. Claudia,
absolutely.
We also spoke to Angus Taylor about the decision by WA to delay the opening of its border. Does that raise a problem for the federal government?
Well, quite possibly. I mean, from a campaigning point of view, depending on when they hold the election, which is expected in May, you know, that could be a real headache for both parties, I think. I think it's really interesting hearing government members talking about this today, and that the first words out of Angus Taylor's mouth just then were, WA has done well during the pandemic. So there's been a real pivot this morning from what I've noticed. Instead of this heavy criticism that we're kind of used to, you know, hearing like some pretty terse words about whether WA needs to open up, there's a lot of people will be disappointed, and if not now, when? So I've heard both of those phrases quite a few times this morning. And it sounds like, you know, like I mentioned, this is an election year. There are seats to be won in WA. They're probably, you know, not too keen to call this out because, as we know, that is a very popular state government over there with a very substantial majority. Labor also aren't going particularly hard on this morning. And I think politically, this situation could be a real headache for Scott Morrison coming up. You know, his whole set of talking points over the past few months and the government's re-election campaign really is centred about reopening the country and having a strong economy while we reopen. And he's kind of potentially in WA got a catch-22 here, because does he not criticise the WA government for what they're doing, or does he keep saying open up again?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Thank you very much, Claudia.
Thanks for having me.
Claudia Long is the political reporter for the ABC, and of course that conversation about the decision to support or perhaps go soft on the WA decision to delay the border comes in the context of National Cabinet this week, letting the states go their own way on how to reopen the schools. So it looks like we might be back to every state for themselves again, perhaps.